Well, hey there. Welcome back to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. I know Pastor Chuck and I say this a lot, but we really mean it when we say thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing these and posting them on social media and just spreading the word. As I record this, this is Sunday morning, May the 1st, and I'm listening to the band just do a sound check. I'm watching people pray over the building. The Welcome Home team is gathering next door. It's a great, great morning, and I cannot wait for this morning's lesson. If you're here for today, this will be a bit of a recap for you, but in John chapter 11, Jesus is faced with a situation where one of his best friends dies. Now, while Jesus is a few days away, this is what it says in John 11, verse 3. So the sisters sent to him saying, "Lord, he whom you love is ill." And I just want to pause there, and I just want to recognize that maybe you've received word like that this week or this month or this year, where something that you didn't expect, whether it's a job that's going away, or maybe it's a marriage that just feels like it's not working out, or I don't know, some close friendship that's coming to an ending. Maybe you're in this moment where a good day goes bad because you receive word like this. Now, when these sisters send word to Jesus, their expectation, their hope is that Jesus will drop what he's doing and that he'll show up and they'll heal his brother. But instead, it says down in verse 6 that Jesus stayed there 2 days longer before he said, "Let's go to Judea." And when he says this, the disciples push back. They're like, "Jesus, you can't go there. They will kill you." And in the middle of that moment, what we learn is that Lazarus has already died. Lazarus is in a tomb, and we're going to learn for how long in a few verses. But today, I want us to think about that even though we may have breath, even though we may have a beating heart in our body, just because we're breathing doesn't mean we're actually living. But what we're going to find today is that there's more than one kind of death. Sometimes people may say, well, they died of, and then fill in the blank, whatever the cause of death on the death certificate is. But even though they died from that thing, that doesn't mean that that's the thing that killed them. It could have been a broken heart. It could have been loneliness. It could have been something else. Well, the first kind of death today is the death that comes from doubt. The death that comes from doubt. Immediately when Jesus says, "Let's go back, let's go to that place, let's go help him." When the disciples push back and say, "Jesus, you'll die there," it says in verse 16 that Thomas, called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us go that we may die with him as well." That is a total downer moment where Thomas is doubting what Jesus is going to do, doubting what could happen, doubting that anything good could happen. And he's like, "We'll go and die there too." That's called doubt. And I've never met anybody that's never had doubts when it comes to faith. Whether it's a prayer request that just doesn't seem answered, whether it's you went off to college and some bib lit guy told you that nothing in the Bible is true, whether it's a bad thing that's happened, man, all of us have had doubts. So number one is the death of doubt. The second one is the death of discouragement. So Jesus arrives, and listen to what it says in verse 20. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out and she met him. But Mary remained seated in the house. She stayed there. Why? Because of discouragement. In her mind, she's thinking, man, it's not going to work anyway. We just hit a dead end. He's already in the tomb. He is dead. Nothing good is going to come out of this. And sometimes we're dead because of that. We've got that kind of discouragement. We think our marriage is never going to turn around. We think we're always going to fail as a parent. Or we think, man, they've never really loved me, or whatever that is. We feel like there's no hope, and so we become discouraged. Have you been there? So sometimes it's doubt, sometimes it's discouragement, and oftentimes it's the death of delay. It's the death of delay. It says in verse 21, "But Martha said to Jesus, 'Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.'" In other words, if you would have come sooner, if you weren't so late, if you didn't stay 2 days longer, my brother would not have died. She has the death of delay. And I've seen that. I've seen it where I've got friends that are great Christian singles, and they're looking at all their friends getting married, and they're thinking, why am I the bridesmaid and never the bride? Or sometimes even it's families that are trying to have a baby, and they're trying, and then they look around at some of their other friends who all they do is wink at each other, and they become pregnant, and they think, when is it going to happen for me? Sometimes it's that prayer for a loved one where it seems like the longer you pray, the harder their heart becomes. And so that delay sets in. And here's what I want to say to us today, and a reminder to me as well, that God's delay is not the same thing as God's denial. is that God's delay is not necessarily God's denial. The thing I want to remind us today of, and myself of today of, is that God's delay does not mean his denial. Because here's what ends up happening. In verse 22, Martha says, "But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, he will give you." Even now, all things are possible from God. All things are possible. So Jesus looks at her and he says to her, "I am the resurrection and the life." Notice he doesn't say, "I'm able to resurrect." He says, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live." Jesus says, resurrection is not something that I do. Resurrection is who I am. Resurrection is not an event. It is a person. And he says, "Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." And he ends it this way: "Do you believe?" That's a great question for us today. Do you believe? In the middle of doubt, in the middle of disappointment, in the middle of the delays, do you believe that God is able? Would you put your faith in him? If you flip the page in the Bible, it goes from all this downward stuff to Lazarus coming back to life. Jesus is in the business of causing dead things to live. I pray today that God would encourage you, that God would give you strength, and whatever that dead end is for you, that he would bring life. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.